Hi, it's the 16th of May, 2019. Today we have the Five of Cups and the Ten of Wands reversed and the Queen of Coins. Drop it. You're maxed out. You've taken on too much. We get it. You can do it all. But what are you getting out of it? Burnout. You look a little run down. In the present, we have the oppression of the spirit, the crushing Ten of Wands, fire signs, Leo, Uranus, the Sun. This in the reverse could be the straw that broke the camel's back. The poor soul on the card is carrying, barely, a huge pile of wooden branches, so large is his load he can't even see where he's going. Upright, this card says, that's it, you can't carry anymore. In the reverse, you either drop the load or let it pull you to the ground. Either way, something's got to give, and it will. Number 10 of the Minor Arcana, this must end, and we can do this the easy way or we can do this the hard way. You are not Superwoman, Superman, or Captain Save-A-Ho. And I can't believe I said that. In the past is the sad and regretful Five of Cups, Water, Scorpio, Pisces, Cancer, Jupiter, Pluto, Mars, Neptune. This is the crying over spilt milk card. Thank you, True. The human hanging his head in sorrow over his three spilled cups on the receding shore of a river, too remorseful and sad to notice the two shining gold cups behind him, if only he or she would turn around. On the old-timey image, he or she faces left in the direction of a decaying chateau or castle on a hill. On the Morgan Greer card, the stone structure is growing over with vines. This is the past we can do nothing about, including fixing people, including family. The Morgan Greer card, unlike the old time image, does not have a bridge over the river leading back to the chateau. There is nowhere to go but forward. The river does not run backward. On the Morgan Greer card, the water looks like low tide to me. The message is the same. The tide always rolls back in. This is emotional, watery stuff, what I call sad water. That is, stagnant water that doesn't move. The bridge on the olden card I would take to be the bridge between the past and the present, in which case he should let the sad water, aka tears, flow. Let it go and take good care of the two beautiful cups he has. But this is in the past, and today we're unloading all that. In the future is the Queen of Earth, Taurus, Virgo, Capricorn, Libra, Venus. By day, he or she is probably an amazing managerial type who is good with money and may run her own business. After work, she's a talented artist, cook, and has a green thumb. On the old image, she sits on a throne of solid gray carved stone in a lush garden, signifying permanence and stability. Solid as a rock, holding a single coin, an ace, in her lap as if it were a new baby. She is the only one who knows what to do with this seed to grow and get the best out of it, which is why she is the queen. So you either need someone like this, a professional of some kind, to get your finances in order, or you are finally giving yourself the attention and nurturing you've always given everybody else, your body, your home, your own creativity. This whole picture is encouraging tender, loving self-care. The self-made queen is well off, but also generous and charitable, both with her money and time, but takes good care of her mind and body as well. She's all about vitamins, supplements, nature, everything holistic, organic, and herbal, and the outdoors is her living room, as we can see. On the Morgan Greer card, the queen looks pretty young for a mature woman or man, and does not face the past, but faces right to the future. What would the Queen of Coins do? Put her own mask on first, which today may be a nice rose peel deep cleanse, before attending to the day's business.